This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Of course you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. You want to be exceptional. So you want to listen to this radio show. A lot of things going on, as we say here on Agenda 21 Radio. So visit both of our websites, a21r.com and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, for all of your news and information throughout the day and evening. And the weekend, we got tons of things that actually do go on. Oh boy, I'm reading some of my notes from some of my listeners. It's kind of interesting. I just glanced at it. We're broadcasting, of course, from Red State Talk Radio, and we have a great situation with Red State Talk Radio. We're the number one digital talk provider in the world. And we really treasure that. We treasure our listeners, of course, and all the people that do help us put on all sorts of things here on Agenda 21 Radio. So we really do help. We really do thank you for your participation. Anyway, so Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. Call us the talk monsters, no question about it. We are the talk monster in digital radio. All right, so what is really going on? I think everybody wants to really kind of find out that Donald Trump is winning. People don't know he's winning because they think this Black Lives Matter thing has just been, you know, all over the place. And it's all his fault, right? It's all his fault. Yeah, wrong. Says, we got this little thing about Seattle. We're talking about Chaz. And Jazz, or whatever his name was, the guy who's running the show up there, he's a multimillionaire. He's being funded by the Qatari government, and he's a radicalized Islamist. What could possibly go wrong with Seattle when that's in play, right? And so we get this headline. I just popped this up. It just came across the screen from Fox News. It says, ex-city councilman, Seattle protest zone dangerous at night. Business owners afraid to open. The city is giving in, is what this guy says. Let's bite on this one. Let's bite on this one. We got another one coming up, too. This is really going to be good. Okay, we're going to get this one. We're going to get to an Oregon story, which I'm really excited about. Just saw it. It says here, former city council candidate Ari Hoffman said on Wednesday that the Seattle Capitol Hill organized protest zone is a sad state of affairs and is far more dangerous at night. A friend of mine told me yesterday, who lives in the area, he says he never goes outside after 8 o'clock in the evening without a firearm. That's a sad state of affairs, and how he has to live his day to day. Hoffman said the businesses in the CHOP area have been closed even after trying to open up or rebound from the government-mandated economic shutdown. Now they can't reopen because they can't get trucks in and out. Truckers, by the way, if you haven't heard, truckers are not going to places where there's no police. And good for them. This is a strike that's on. You might not know this, but the trucking industry, oh, I've got many friends that are truckers, by the way, they said, screw it. We're not going to places like Seattle, wherever the police have rolled over for the protesters. Why should they? Truck driving is one of the worst. It's one of the most dangerous occupations anyway. So why would you take your truck and your cargo into a town that might be getting it looted? You know, there was a thing last night. I was watching, somebody sent it to me on my text message. They sent this video. And the video was a train that was going through Chicago. And they opened up the doors. Cruising not very fast, you know, going about 5 or 10 miles an hour. But people, as they saw the train, they jumped on board and they started opening up the doors to these sea containers. And they started just pilfering the place. So the train was rolling along and they're just dumping out product all over. They don't even know what the product is. How's that? Boy, does this just look strange and ugly, right? It's a whole new world. A whole new dystopia. Welcome to our dystopia, right? Yeah. So Chaz fits right into this, doesn't it? Now they can't reopen. This is his article that goes on here. It says, now they can't reopen because they can't get trucks in. Then they can't get cars in. They can't guarantee the safety of their employees. Trader Joe's nearby said they can't guarantee the safety of their employees, and they closed indefinitely, Hoffman said. Hoffman reacted to the city of Seattle and CHOP protesters reaching an agreement. Oh, you reach agreement with these thugs. That will remove temporary roadblocks and replace them with concrete barriers. Jeez. The Seattle Department of Transportation, in installing concrete barriers in the middle of the Pine Street, running east and west, which will split the road. I don't even want to talk about that crap. You're making deals with the devil. And, you know, that's okay. That's okay, right? They're going to find out the hard way. There's going to be some big event. Our little Chaz monster out there is going to be doing something that's going to be really egregious. Let's listen to this thing here.
The city of Seattle reaching a deal with the autonomous zone CHOP to remove temporary roadblocks and replace them with those concrete barriers. The agreement also reducing the size of the zone from about 7 blocks down to 3. So how are businesses and homeowners in that area doing? Here with an update is former Seattle City Council candidate Ari Hoffman and columnist for the Post-Millennial. Good morning to you, Ari.
Good morning. How are things across the border today?
We're doing okay here. How are things there? What are the residents? What are the business owners that have units in that CHOP area? What are they saying to you?
A friend of mine told me yesterday, who lives in the area, he says he never goes outside after 8 o'clock at night without a firearm. That's a sad state of affairs of how he has to live his day-to-day life. Business owners are telling me that they're having trouble opening their businesses, and some of them, in fact, have closed their businesses. These are businesses that were rebounding or trying to rebound from the coronavirus after being closed for a large amount of time. And now they can't reopen because they can't get trucks in, they can't get cars in, they can't guarantee the safety of their employees. Trader Joe's near nearby said that they couldn't guarantee the safety of their employees, and they closed indefinitely. An auto shop nearby was attacked by a group of protesters who knocked down the fence, thinking that somebody from the shop was being imprisoned there. After the facility had been broken into and somebody tried to light fire to it, they had to hire private security because the Seattle Police Department did not show up to about 18 calls, according to the business, for help.
So, Ari, I know as far as businesses are concerned, because I live so far away, I was wondering how many businesses are in this area. 40 businesses, 18 apartment buildings and residents, two churches, and that one police precinct. You are getting some criticism for your comments because critics are saying, what do you know? You don't live in the Capitol Hill area of Seattle. What do you say to them?
Well, I'd say to them is that they say that the area is open and free, and whoever can want to go can come down there can go. And I've gone multiple times, so they can say what they want, but I've walked down there, I've walked the streets, I've taken video, I've interviewed the people down there, including the warlord of Chaz, who was seen on video giving out AR-15s to anybody who wanted one in the area. So if they say it's such a free and open place and we can come and go as we please, I'm availing myself of that privilege, and I have gone down there and seen it for myself, as anybody else can do right now, assuming the people who are guarding the entrances don't recognize you and don't have a problem with you and don't harass you and try to kick you out. I saw a video yesterday of a Fox News team being harassed and kicked out of the area.
Real quickly, because we don't have a lot of time, are you happy with this compromise? They split the road with the concrete barriers so that pedestrians can stay on one side and vehicles can stay on the other, and that will help with 911 calls.
I wouldn't really call it a compromise. I'd say more the city is giving in to the protesters. They want certain streets closed, and the mayor has been closing about 20 miles of streets all across the city because there's a perpetual war on cars. It seems like...
War on cars. Of course there is. Teslas, maybe. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, California is coming up to quite a turning point here on the 1st of July. And it's interesting how the people in state government are addressing the issue and they have no money coming in. It really is. And this is a big deal. It's a real big deal. There are about $125 billion short of money. And whether or not they can get a short-term loan is something to behold here. And as you know, the governor just got spanked down on Friday by a judge in Sutter County, California. And what he did is he told everybody, he says, hey, the governor, Governor Newsom, can no longer hold on to his powers. You know, and again, what happened was Newsom, when he declared the COVID virus debacle, the emergency, and declared emergency powers, well, it meant that he got emergency powers indefinitely until the legislature removed it. Well, that didn't work. That didn't work. And, of course, what that meant was they didn't realize that in 2015 they changed the law so that it would allow the governor to extend his powers, his emergency powers, regardless of the situation. So as soon as he signed the Emergency Powers Act on March 4th, he indefinitely had power for an indefinite period. And then all of a sudden, he came down with an edict. He changed over a couple hundred laws, came down with several edicts. One of the edicts was he was going to make sure that there was going to be voters supplied with mail-in ballots. Every voter in California was going to be given a mail-in ballot. Well, everybody said, well, wait a minute. And so the two assemblymen, which I find interesting, Kevin Kiley and James Gallagher, and Gallagher's my assembly member, said, we're going to stop this. We're going to stop this. We're going to file suit against the governor and his powers because we think his powers are unconstitutional. And sure enough, the judge found for them. And they said, oh, we're putting a halt on this whole idea of voters being given ballots by mail-in, everybody, yeah, the whole state. We're putting a stop to that. And so the judge ruled that, hey, you know what? Newsom, you've got to have hearings. You have to go through the legislative process in order to make a voting law in particular, you know, an edict by you. And no edicts for you, basically, is what it was. See, he's a dictator. He's been acting as a dictator, a benevolent dictator. Ah, heck no, he's just a dictator. So he gets stopped. He gets stopped. Now, the question in law, and I have not gotten in, I put in a call to some people to find out whether or not it's lawful to say that he does not have any more powers extended to him by the Emergency Powers Act. In other words, did the judge actually take that away from him also for every other matter? And this is the one thing that we're still trying to find out. If that's the case, then it's over for him. He's kaput. And all these things about the COVID virus are dropped throughout the state. Yep. He does not have the power to put people in pigeonholes, basically, any longer. And find them and do the crazy stuff that's been going on. So, anyway, just a little bit of a side note for this. But he's got a lot of problems. The man has issues. He's got issues. So here comes another person who's come on board here. John Morlock opposes California state budget. Shocking. They're in the middle of the whole budget cycle. and they had a May revise. Then they May revise and said, we're short about $54 billion. And the true number is really more like $124 billion. But, you know, who wants to talk about chump change, right? Certainly not Gavin Newsom. So they're about $54 billion short. And we've covered this territory with Chris Street exclusively. And in their shortness, they're coming up with all kinds of dreamy-eyed little ways to solve the problem. And in the meantime, it doesn't look like they have the ability to get more money at a crucial time, which is from July 1st to December 10th, because no one wants to lend to California. Now, there has not been a downgrade yet by Moody's, but from reports that we've heard from Chris and other people, is that Moody's is looking at a downgrade for California, which would be devastating to California and other states, because that would really limit the amount of borrowing they can do. But also, it would certainly tell the world that if California wants to borrow money, guess what? You're going to pay high rates on that money. It's going to be very expensive money. So that's a problem for California. Now, the problem that we have is that they're right in the middle of this budget thing. So they had the May revise, and they've got to come up with a budget that's going to accommodate all the drastic cuts, and they don't have it. I don't care what kind of budget they're going to throw up here. They just don't have it. And they had certain requirements. On Monday, they had to have some things done. They had to have that submitted to the governor, and the governor's looking at it now. And, of course, now we've got this the budget has to be rolled out and adopted as a balanced budget, at the end of the month. So in comes John Morlock, who opposes the California state budget. And it says, Senator John Morlock, Costa Mesa, is the only CPA in the state legislature. As such, his dire warnings about California's budget deficit need to be considered. California Globe watched all of the budget debate Monday, and as usual, Morlock schooled the Senate on why the need to take a long-term perspective. Here are the highlights. You can watch his entire speech below. We'll probably play some of this because I think you want to hear it. It says, the state is addressing a dramatic recession that came on like a heart attack and was made worse by the governor's self-imposed coma of the state's economy. Yeah, COVID virus. Now is the time for serious systemic changes, as relying on reserves and federal funding will not be sufficient for the next few years. Even he says this. This is his quote. I'm going to tell you again. Now is the time for serious systemic changes, as relying on reserves and federal funding will not be sufficient for the next few years. Consequently, Sacramento needs to address the budget at three levels. First, downsized counties, cities, and school districts are reducing staff as a result of significant revenue reduction. California should do the same. For some time, for something visible and tangible that would communicate a seriousness for fiscal prudence would be to stop pursuing the high-speed rail project. The longer our governor waits to make cuts, the greater the pain will be in the next 2 years. Second, in the next few years, the two major pension systems, CalPERS and CalSTRS, will ask for even higher annual required contributions. California needs massive pension reform, and the governor would be wise to establish a committee to make recommendations. Reviewing the Senate of Wisconsin's shared risk pension plan. Reviewing the state, of Wisconsin's shared risk pension plan would be a good starting point. And third, Sacramento must address its retiree medical unfunded liability of some $90 billion. Orange County successfully negotiated its budgeting units in 2006 to reduce its obligation to 71%. And a similar reduction would remove some $60 billion in liabilities from the state's balance sheet and free up funds normally allocated for the annual required contributions. Sacramento, listen to this, has to take long-term perspective, giving it a couple of aspirins and hoping California and its subsidiaries will be fine in the morning will not cut it. This is why I am opposed to this proposed budget. Shocking. He was schooling them. We come back from the break, I'll play a little bit of this, because now I'm intrigued. He's got his little mask on, pink shirt, pink tie. Looks like a CPA. right? The only CPA in the state legislature. What are these other guys? Justice warriors. That's it. That's it. A real businessman. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Okay, so here's another one for you. Aunt Jemima changing name. Removing image based on a racial stereotype. Okay. And who made that decision? Aunt Jemima is being rebranded with a new name and an image parent company Quaker Oats has announced. According to acknowledging that the face of the brand was based on a racial stereotype. It was announced on Wednesday morning that the line of pancake mix syrup and other breakfast foods will be debuted in a new look part of Quaker's push to make progress towards racial equality. Brother. We recognize Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype, said Kristen Copayfield. Man, I know I said it right, but man, don't ask me to say it again. Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Quaker Foods North America, in a statement shared with Fox News, as we work to make progress towards racial equality, everybody's got to. What about slavery? I mean, you want racial equality? What about slavery, Quaker Oats? What are you doing to stop the trafficking in human flesh and slavery? That'd be a real good thing to help out with, wouldn't it? Sell a lot of pancakes that way. It says the 130-year-old breakfast brand's logo features a black woman named Aunt Jemima, who was once dressed as a minstrel character. The logo has evolved over time, with Quaker dropping Aunt Jemima's kerchief in recent years, per NBC News. All right. Kerchief. All right. Aunt Jemima. Don't. I think you'd probably ask anybody in the town if that's disparaging racial overtones. I think everybody would go, what? They don't get it. But you know, we've got to sterilize ourselves from all the sins of the past, right? And forget about the sins that right now are happening right in front of your faces. Oh no, we can't talk about that. No. There's no human slavery going on right now, right in front of our eyes. No. We can't do that. Right. We just can't do that. Doesn't that make you sick when you think about it? It does me. Systemic racism in law enforcement, simply not true, says Chad Wolf. Now, here we go. Chad Wolf. And Chad Wolf says, police are tired of being told they are racist, says Chad Wolf. Acting DHS secretary discussing racism in law enforcement and restoring trust in the police. Now, I'm glad Chad Wolf is doing this.
You have a lot on your plate, just the nature of your job. But in the stats you have seen, in the research you have done, in anecdotes that have been told to you, have you found that there is systematic racism in law enforcement?
No, and I get asked about this a lot, systemic racism in law enforcement. And what that says to me is that individuals that believe that we have designed a system to install racist beliefs into our law enforcement officers, and that's simply not true. I think the vast majority of law enforcement out there do not hold any racist beliefs, and they're tired of being told that they're racist time and time again. We have a number of law enforcement officers that are African-American, that are Asian, that are Hispanic. And what does that say? Are we calling them systemic racist as well? So I think, again, this criticism and this line of argument, again, falls flat. We know that the vast majority of law enforcement officers that put on the badge, that put on the uniform every day, are decent, law-abiding individuals that do not abuse their power. We know that there is a very, very small minority that do abuse that power, need to be held accountable. I've talked about that. The president's talked about that. And the attorney general's talked about that time and again.
Mr. Secretary, how do we rebuild trust with law enforcement in our communities when you've got this anti-cop sentiment that's spreading across the country and a number of Democrats are pushing to defund the police movement?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, and it really starts with that public trust. So the best law enforcement agencies and jurisdictions out there have that relationship with their community. We talk about community policing. So part of the executive order, part of what the president's been doing, he met with a number of families yesterday, is trying to restore that public trust between those two entities. And we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to look at efforts to restore that trust. And again, the executive order, some of those initiatives that the president and the administration have put in place is a good first step forward. But again, it comes back to individual communities. And again, I keep saying that the vast majority of law enforcement want to do the right thing, have that interaction with the community. And I think it's very dangerous that we paint a broad brush of law enforcement. We take a couple of isolated incidents and say that all law enforcement are systematic racist and they're all bad people. And that's simply not true. We need to make sure that we hold those that abuse their power accountable. And make sure that we don't paint the wide variety of law enforcement with that broad brush.
Thank you. Somebody is saying something. It's about time, right? Just one of those kind of deals going on. Just one of those kind of deals going on. Let's see. Senate Republicans unveil reform legislation. And Engel, Elliot Engel, that's the person who introduced ResCon. House resolution, concurrent resolution 353, and introduced Nancy Pelosi, who got up and talked about. That's the Agenda 21 business. And that was done in December 1992. That's Elliot Engel, her good buddy. He's always around her. Aha. Uh-huh. What does that mean? It means he's always around her. I don't know anything else about that. Here we go. Mayor of Northern California town to resign for dismissing police reform. Just what we all want to do, right? The mayor of a small town in Northern California announced her resignation Tuesday following a backlash over comments she made dismissing the need for police reform in her town. Says, I fully support Black Lives Matter. Now, again, I'm going to ask the question, does she fully support stopping the trafficking in human flesh and slavery that's ongoing that she can see visibly in her own town, by the way? Her own town has it. I fully support Black Lives Matter movement and I'm eager to consider and adopt policies that advance its goals. Really? Are you eager to advance those policies and goals that will stop current slave trading? Healdsburg Mayor Lee Gold wrote in a statement posted on the city's Facebook page announcing her resignation. There you go. Although I feel positively about my contributions and have many loyal supporters, I'm certain that there are also many BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, People of Color. Have you ever heard of BIPOC, BIPOC? Black, Indigenous, People of Color. That's the acronym, BIPOC. Members of our community who could serve our city well. As I've considered how I can help Healdsburg advance in racial justice during this critical juncture, I believe that one of the ways I can contribute is by creating a space for a person of color to join the city council, she wrote. So she's going to pick a person, I guess, right? What about the voters? Do they get a pick? Calls for Gold's resignation first started earlier this month after she said scheduling a city council meeting to discuss police reform in Healdsburg would be a solution looking for a problem, she said. The town has a very good police chief who is on top of these issues and trains his staff in apparent inappropriate conflict resolution methods, the San Francisco Gate reported. Well, again, what's wrong with the picture? So she's caving is what she's doing. And you don't need to cave. You don't need to cave. Afterwards, a woman named Elena Halverson wrote an email to Gold saying the town deserves more than a complete denial of an issue that many in our town encounter on a daily basis. She also accused the mayor of putting her own white privilege on full display. There you go. And there's no black privilege with Black Lives Matter, right? What gives you the privilege to burn things down? We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. Right. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Ban police union money in politics. That's a good one. States out ongoing fight over pension and obligation bonds. You know, guys, listen, it's over. You can, I mean, all this is figured in the mix already for July 1st. I'm just saying California should stop whining about what's going to happen to it. And they're going to want to blame it on 30, 40, 50 years of mismanagement on Trump. Of course they are. He's the president, right? We can blame it on him. Don't expect a bailout. Don't expect a bailout for California. They're going to have to find their own way out, and there is a way. Yeah, New California. There is a way. New California. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying, these people are so hypocritical, I guess you would say. They are just unbelievable. And they're worried about little things like pension funds right now, when they should be looking at the big, big picture of where they have been and what they've been up to and how they're going to change themselves into their new state. They just need to get over it. So, geez, it came across from Breitbart now, this thing about Quaker Foods to rename Aunt Jemima. Scrub the logo to make progress towards racial equality. This is from Breitbart. This flashed over here. So I clicked on it. I didn't think I was going to get this. They're all in on this. It says, Cornell professor symbol triggering represents terror and abuse. Aunt Jemima? Triggering for hunger, maybe. Good pancakes. So I would never have thought that. And I'm sure most people don't think it either. But, you know, you have to have somebody who has to have their attention drawn to them. But I see no courage on their part to try and stop the current slave trading now, do you? Churchill statue to be unboxed ahead of Macron visit to London. What's up with that? Statues and all kinds of statuary are going away, aren't they? Well, yeah. Never woke enough? Thousands signed petition to shut down UK Guardian over 19th century articles. Oh, my God. This is okay. I love this. Now, I'm not way into polls, but the polling business is really something to behold. I mean, it really is something to behold. And, I'm going to go to the Rasmussen Group and the presidential daily tracking poll with Rasmussen. Because they're talking about how the president... Okay, so this is Rasmussen Reports, daily presidential tracking poll. For Wednesday shows, this came out at 6:30, 9:30 Eastern, shows that 46% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 53% disapprove. Now, yesterday it was 44%. Today it's 46%. The trend is my friend, right? And, you know, conversely, Obama, during the same time, was, 46%. As if I can read it right. I think that's what it is. I'm trying to get the location down here. But, when I take a look at these Rasmussen polls and then the other polls, all these other polls are just hysterical polls. And Breitbart, in their little thing here, says that the Biden has a 13-point lead over Trump. Really? I don't think so. When you have a million people, I mean, you do this poll in your head. You don't need charts or anything to figure this out. But when you have a million people who want to get tickets to go watch Donald Trump in a 20,000-seat facility, you know what? That's a clue that people like Donald Trump. And, you know, we know that with Biden, he can't even fill a high school gym. They have to pay crisis actors to go in there. That's his crowd, paid crisis actors. I'm sorry, I just had to make that little thought there. It says that Firewall Group, now this is an interesting thing, which I think was started here in California. It says group launches nationwide effort to stop Democratic election fraud. See, Friday we had that judge's decision in Northern California, in Sutter County, that says that Governor Newsom cannot mail out on a blanket basis, mail out absentee ballots to everybody, which of course lends itself to complete voter fraud. But the other part of it, he did it as an edict. He ruled that he could do it because he's a dictator, right? And so the judge steps in and said, no, you're not a dictator and you can't do that. You have to allow people to have some say in this legislation, and you didn't do it, so he threw it out. The thing that I don't know is that does that include all other decisions that he has made? And I'm trying to find that out, actually. Nobody has responded because I think everybody's asleep. What's wrong with these people? It says, now this is interesting. I think maybe we could be getting something going on here. What is this? The left doesn't want you to count your vote to count. Okay, what we got?
At any cost, even if they bend or break a few rules. Lawsuits, changing election rules, exploiting a crisis, all to push a vote-by-mail election that invites chaos and fraud. That's wrong. The responsible solution? Clear election laws. Protect vulnerable people with expanded absentee voting. Prevent fraud and election chaos. The bottom line? It should be easy to vote and hard to cheat.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's from the Honest Elections Project. I think that's wonderful. Maybe we will have honest elections, and if that's the case, no Biden for you. It'll be Trump for you and me and everybody else. Stay with us.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected.
Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Interesting article here. I don't have time for it today. But Gordon Chang has committed a large number of crimes against all of humanity and by deliberately spreading this virus. Author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War, Gordon Chang. We've covered Gordon Chang a couple times. It says, China has committed a crime against all of humanity by deliberately spreading the virus around the world while at the same time spreading disinformation about its human-to-human properties in the early days of the outbreak. The Communist Party of China has not only acted recklessly but also maliciously to bring other countries to a fair playing field after the outbreak occurred in Wuhan in 2019, Chang told Kitco News. Well, you know, this whole issue of the COVID virus is quite an issue. And the whole issue that's still hanging on in California, right? Because the dictator needs the power and the authority and wants to run and control you. And everybody's ignoring him, by the way, as you should ignore him. He's a dictator. And, you know, maybe the dictator will find peace and solace after July 1st when there's no money. What is that going to do? What is that going to do to California? What's it going to do to the nation? That's something. Now, let's see what they do to squirm out of it somehow. Well, there's New California, of course. They could always come to us and ask questions. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and get your Candace Owens tickets. Nice idea. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.